Let's read James 1, verses 19 to 22. So James 1, starting at verse 19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Amen. I want to thank you for the invitation to come and share with you this evening. And my Christian brothers and sisters in Cameroon would want me to give you their greetings as well, and especially the church that we became very involved in the last number of years, the MEC at Tropicana. As we look at the theme of listen, the word listen in some form is over 400 times in the Bible. So it's probably quite important for us to listen. Who here is a good listener? Who of you would say your spouse is a good listener? And who of you wishes that your spouse was a better listener? Don't raise your hand. Who enjoys spending time with someone who's a good listener? I think we value listening, but we struggle with it as well. Both at a spiritual level and at a relational level with each other. So we're not going to solve all of the world's problems here this evening. But who or what do we listen to? Should we be listening to, starting with? Well, we should be listening to God the Father. And when I think of listening to God, I think of the example of Samuel. In 1 Samuel 3, verses 9 and 10. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other time, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Now, how many of us can identify with Samuel of, even if we heard the Lord, we would not recognize his voice? We would be confused. We would wonder, does the Lord still speak today? Because Samuel lived in a time when the voice of the Lord was not common. And I think we can say in Canada that the voice of the Lord is not common. How many of you would like to say, "Yes, I would clearly like to know how the Lord speaks to me and clearly understand so that I can discern what is true and what is not"? In the month of May, Wilma and I took a 3-week retreat to seek the Lord's guidance for our future. Over the last 6 months, especially over supper when we have our devotions, we often shared, will we hear from God during this 3 weeks? What if we don't? How will we feel? What will we say? How can we be assured that yes, God will communicate to us and we will discern that? And over the last good number of months, we've been reading the devotional, My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. And God used that devotional over the last 6 months many times to affirm to us, yes, He communicates to His people. In many different ways, there was words and verses that really spoke to us. For myself, I would probably say I had greater confidence because of my own experiences in seeking the Lord in prayer and fasting. Every time I have done that, with a question to God, He has answered me. The first time was in 1982. I was in university, in law school. I had gone to Urbana and had, which is a missions conference, and had the sense of a calling into missions and in Wycliffe. And so I was considering, should I finish law school? Should I quit law school and join Wycliffe? So I spent one day in prayer and fasting. And God spoke to me quite clearly in that day as to finish law school. And since that, I've had this experience a number of times, and God has always been faithful. So our faith is built by our experiences. And God was faithful again in May, and he spoke to us very clearly as to where we should go in direction. We need to not only listen to God the Father, but also God the Son, Jesus. In Matthew 17, verse 5, God the Father is introducing Jesus. And he says, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Now some of us will say, well, isn't it the same whether we listen to God the Father or God the Son or God the Holy Spirit? Well, yes, they're all one. And so their message will be consistent, but they are, it's a Trinity. So they are three persons in one. So we do need to be aware that there is God the Father that we need to listen to, God the Son we need to listen to. Again, John 10, verse 27, Jesus speaking, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." So Jesus will be speaking to us, and what's our responsibility? To follow him. And then there's the Holy Spirit in John 14, verse 26. "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Now that's specifically speaking to the disciples, which enabled them to teach and to contribute to the Bible, the Word of God. But the Holy Spirit is in our lives as well. And so the Holy Spirit is bringing us to memory, bringing to memory what we have learned about God as well. So he is acting in our lives as Christians. Someone else to listen to is prophets. 2 Chronicles 24:19. "Although the Lord sent prophets to the people to bring them back to him, and though they testified against them, they would not listen." So the Israelites, more often than not, refused to listen to the prophets. Are there prophets today? There was a church in Uganda who took a 40-day fast for its own needs in seeking the Lord. At the end of the 40 days, the leader had a vision. In this vision, he saw a great mountain. He saw trees with jackets on it. He saw the trees mostly covering the mountain. And at the top, there were two trees that rose higher. And the Lord told him that this mountain is in Cameroon, or is centered in Cameroon. The trees represent, and the jackets represent, the power and authority that God had given to the church. And these two trees that had grown up higher were power and authority that the church had allowed to come in, representing witchcraft and religion. And that the church had to repent, or the enemy would come and destroy Cameroon with bloodshed and war. Now, this leader from Uganda took another leader with him, one of his colleagues, and came to Cameroon and shared that with whichever church leaders would listen to him. And this was in October 2016. On the 21st of October 2016, these two Ugandans took a train from Yaounde to Douala. This train was overcrowded because there was a washout on the main highway between Yaounde and Douala. And these are the two biggest cities in Cameroon. This train, because it was overcrowded, had a derailment, and over 100 people died, including these two Ugandan pastors. Is this all just coincidence? Or is something going on in the spiritual realm? This was in October 2016. In November 2016, the two English provinces of Cameroon started a strike by the teachers and the lawyers. The schools ended up being closed for the rest of the school year. And some vandalism started. A group in Cameroon started looking to a separatist movement for the two Anglophone countries, two Anglophone provinces. And in the past month, our missionaries have been asked, the singles and those with children have been asked to leave the Anglophone area because of increased violence there. I don't know all of what's going on there, but to me, it seems that the Lord is giving a message. And the people, a certain amount have prayed. A group in SIL Cameroon took 20 minutes of their coffee break every day to pray for the country of Cameroon, and especially for the Anglophone area, since for over a year. So I'm not sure all of what's going on, but I do believe that God does give us prophets who preach from the Word. God gives us prophets who give us messages that we need to then understand and discern what does that mean for us to do. I know it's not near as easy as sometimes just to ignore it, but it's important to be listening to what the people God is putting into our lives and understanding and praying about what is from God and what is not. We need to listen to advice, Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. So as people give you advice, we need discernment. Is this from God? Is this advice God is giving us that we need to listen to? Proverbs 2, verse 2 tells us, listen to wisdom and do your best to understand. So we need to be listening to wisdom. What's the wisdom that God is giving us that we need to be listening to? We need to be listening to our father's instructions and mother's teaching. Proverbs 1, verse 8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. We need to listen to angels. Revelation 14, verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. So this is talking about end times. God will be sending messages through angels to every nation, every people group. We need to be listening to the Word of God. Luke 5:1. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the Word of God. When he went into the synagogue, he picked up the scrolls and read. Every other method that we're listening to God needs to align with the Word of God. If you're getting anything that is inconsistent with the Bible, we need to understand that that's not from God. And so it's important for us to take time, not just to read, but to read and reflect, to meditate, to study the Word of God, so we understand what the Bible is saying, what are the principles that apply to our lives, and how to apply them to our practical lives. There's many who say, yes, I just believe the Bible. But why do we have so many different teachings that just come from the Bible? Because different people understand it differently. And so we do need to be students of the Word, so that we understand what God is doing in us and around us and among us. So if it's important to listen to all of these different sources with discernment, how do we listen? Genesis 27:8 says, "Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you." So do you listen carefully when you're listening to God, when you're listening to the Bible? When you're listening to advice, do you listen carefully? Listen attentively, in Nehemiah 8, verse 3. He read it aloud from daybreak until noon. And as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand, and all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Can you imagine trying to listen attentively from daybreak till noon? 4 to 6 hours, depending on what country you're living in, or even maybe eight. But in Israel, it's probably closer to the 6 hours. Can you imagine someone reading the Bible for 6 hours to you and you trying to listen attentively? Not easy. But these people were so hungry for the Word of God, because this was the first time they had listened to it in a long time. They listened attentively. They also end up weeping in Nehemiah 8, verse 9. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and the teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to them, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. So there's times as we listen to the word of God that we should be weeping, and times we should not. So enter with emotions. Enter with who you are. We need to listen repentantly. Psalm 66, verses 18 and 19. "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer." And if we want God to answer us, He needs to hear our prayer. So we need to come to Him first repentantly so that He can listen to us and so that we can then hear what He wants to say to us through His Word, through His people. We need to listen closely. Ezekiel 40, verse 4. "The man said to me, 'Son of man, look carefully and listen closely and pay attention to everything I am going to show you. For that is why you have been brought here. Tell the people of Israel everything you see.'" So there's we need to be diligent in listening carefully, closely, and paying attention. We need to be quick to listen. Our text, James 1, verse 19. "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak." When you spend time with God, which are you quicker to do, listen or speak? What do you spend most of your time in your relationship with God? Telling Him your needs? Telling Him what He should do? Or do you say, "God, I just want to come before you and listen to you," and sit there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, an hour, and just listen to God? Would that be appropriate? Or is that wasting too much time with God?
He doesn't always speak, though.
He doesn't. So what do we do with that? So then we decide not to try again? That's a reality. How do we recognize His voice? How do we know how He wants to speak? And if we try something and it doesn't work, if we're not discerning what He's trying to say to us, He may be silent, He may not be silent, and we may not be recognizing His voice. What do we do then? Do we try again? Do we share and talk with our friends? "Okay, here's what I want to do. I've tried it. It doesn't seem to be working. What else can I try?" Or do we just say, "Nah, let's not bother"? I think most of us tend to say, "It's too hard. Let's not bother." I don't think that's the right response, though. I think we need to dig a little deeper in really seeking to listen to God. I mean, back in 1982, God spoke to me mostly through the book of Proverbs. I just sensed to read the book of Proverbs. And so that day I spent in prayer and fasting. I read the book of Proverbs. And God used many verses in the book of Proverbs, and I made note of them. And that's how he spoke to me that time. That then built into other times of longer periods of prayer and fasting, of seeking God. This Ugandan pastor, he spent 40 days in prayer and fasting. Have you ever even thought of spending 40 days in prayer and fasting? If God told you to do that, would you obey? Would you listen? Or would you say, no, that can't be God. We don't do that anymore today. That's for Old Testament people. Why is it for Old Testament people? Oh, Jesus did that too, didn't he? He was in the New Testament. So what do we do with all of that? It's uncomfortable, isn't it? I mean, in Cameroon, there was a denomination who regularly called for 40-day fasting for their congregation. The leaders normally would not eat anything for 40 days. Most of the others would eat every evening, similar to what the Ramadan fast is. So these are people who want God desperately, who want to hear Him desperately. And they're willing to sacrifice to do that. So those are important questions, though, of how much are we willing to sacrifice? How much are we willing to be uncomfortable in order to really seek to listen to God? What do we do with listening? Well, the Bible tells us to listen and understand. 1 Samuel 8, verse 7, and the Lord told him, listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. Now this is when the people of Israel say to Samuel, we want a king. Samuel thinks, oh, they're rejecting me. I'm their leader. And he goes to God with this, and God says, the people want a king. And God says to him, you're not really listening to what they're saying. You're not understanding. I'm their king, not you. You're just the human being down there. I'm their king. They're rejecting me as their king. And so as we listen, we need to really grapple with understanding what is the truth in all of this. Matthew 15:10, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen and understand. How much did the Pharisees understand of what Jesus preached and taught? Very little. And when they understood, what did they do? They were offended. They didn't like what he said. Because he was saying to them, you're religious. You're not doing the right things. You're not really seeking the Father with an open heart. You're rejecting his Son. You've rejected his prophets. You're rejecting his Son. And so most they didn't understand what they did. They rejected. We need to be slow to speak and slow to become angry, is what James 1, verse 19 tells us. And so as we listen, we need to grapple with that. And we have our emotions as we listen. And I'm not saying to deny our emotions, to reject them, to pretend that they're not there. But don't right away respond in your emotions. Become aware of them and deal with them through time. In whatever way they are. If it's fear, don't just say, oh, I'm not fearful, I can obey. If you're feeling fear, bring that to God. Bring that to a close friend and work through it. As to, okay, what does that mean? Why am I feeling fearful when God is telling me to go and do this? To share with my neighbor. To do something different. James 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So we need to do what it says when we're hearing from God through advice, through wisdom, through his word, through his people. directly from Him through visions and dreams, however He speaks to us. And that's often one of our largest concerns. In Jeremiah 42, Johanan was a leader of the Israelites, and he came to Jeremiah and he said, We want you to go and ask God what we should do. Should we stay here in Israel or should we go to Egypt? Jeremiah goes off and asks God. He comes back a while later and he says, you know, you really shouldn't have asked me to do this because you're not going to obey anyway. God wants you to stay here in Israel, but I know you're going to go to Egypt. And sure enough, they went to Egypt. And so if we don't plan to obey, don't ask God. Only ask God if we're willing and open to obey what He tells us. Because Jeremiah very clearly says to Johanan, it's worse for you for asking and disobeying than not asking. The rich young ruler came to Jesus, said, what do I need to do in order to have eternal life? What did Jesus tell him? Sell all you have and give it to the poor. How many of us would do that if Jesus told us? We have lots of reasons not to do that, right? So most of us don't want to ask Jesus that question. Because we certainly don't want Him to tell us that. Because that would be too difficult. Sometimes our circumstances does make it difficult for us to listen to in a positive way. In Exodus 6, verse 9, Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. And that's when the Israelites were slaves. Moses had gone to see Pharaoh. Pharaoh made it worse for them. They were discouraged. And so they didn't believe anything more that they didn't want to hear anything more from Moses. They were not listening and understanding that, yes, they would suffer for a while, but then it'll be better. We tend to focus our life here on earth. We're called to suffer here on earth, and then it'll be much, much, much better in eternity with God. But we tend to lose focus of that important element because we're busy living life here on earth. So what's the application to you and I for this message on listening as we consider the application, this passage from James and the many different verses? First of all, do we believe that God wants to speak to us, that He wants to communicate to you? Do we believe that? God is a God of relationship. And yes, we have difficulty discerning and understanding what He says, but He is a God who wants to communicate to you. He has communicated very clearly His love to you by sending His Son Jesus, by giving us the Bible. But He is communicating to you today as well in many different ways. He's doing it individually and in community. He's doing great and awesome things among you in your community here. Do we take time to listen to God? When we read His Word and in prayer, do we take the time to really take time to meditate on it, to be listening? Listening to what it says to us. Are we open to His words? Or do we already have our plans, our program, our priorities, and God bless those? Are we prepared to obey His words, no matter what He says to us, no matter what it will cost us? Let's pray.